Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. The Supreme Court has given climate activist Mike Smith the green light to put some of the country's largest companies on the stand over the way their activities are heating the planet. Mr. Smith is suing seven of the country's greenhouse-emitting companies, including Fonterra, Dairy Holdings, New Zealand Steel, Z Energy and Genesis. After 5 years of battling through lower courts over whether he could even take the action, the Supreme Court turned down applications to have the case struck out because it has no chance of success. It says his prospects will depend on the quality of evidence he can bring. Mr. Smith, who is a climate change spokesperson for the Iwi Chairs Forum, is charging the companies with public nuisance and negligence, and also alleges they have a duty under common law to stop contributing to damage to the climate system. The Supreme Court also said the trial courts will also need to grapple with questions raised about tikanga and his assertion he is a kaitiaki acting on behalf of the whenua, wai and moana. The ACT Party has launched an information campaign as it tries to bring pressure on its coalition partners to support its treaty principles bill. But a veteran Pākehā treaty advocate says there's a network of groups ready to counter it. Dennis O'Reilly, who was at Waitangi to stand with Tangata Whenua, says while ACT leader David Seymour says there hasn't been enough discussion around Te Tiriti, in fact, at least 30 groups have been doing tangata tiriti education in the community for years.
What David Seymour has done is actually given us an opportunity, and I think he's pricked us into action. You know, let's bring it on. The same as in Brexit. A lot of Brits now have got sort of buyer's remorse, as it were, and I think there's a lot of New Zealanders going, do we really want to go down this path?
Dennis O'Reilly says people shouldn't be afraid of the discussion, but should do it in good grace. Four Māori slam poets are still buzzing after sharing their kupu with the throngs at the Laneway Festival at Western Springs on Waitangi Day. Bill McCarthy says the rehe kōrero consists of four rangatahi from the neighbouring Ngāpuna o Waiorea. He says the audience reacted positively to their stories of colonisation, identity, Māori struggles and resilience.
We picked topics that were real close to us and meant a whole lot to us. And so just with all the emotion that we felt saying our poetry, I think it just upped our performance just that little bit extra and just made it more entertaining. Got the message across better.
Rehe Kōrero next perform at the Splore Festival at Tāpapakanga Regional Park in 2 weeks. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!